Prepare yourself! Prepare yourself!
You're listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Asia. Hosted.
Well, now you can forget about going to the amusement park.
Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Yo, what up?
Look, the time is right now.
Okay.
You've got a ridiculous album.
Right.
It's hot to death.
Thank you.
So we've just got to press it up and hit the streets.
No doubt.
Keep it gutter.
Right.
Keep it grimy.
No question.
One.
One? No question. Let's get straight to it.
It's been a long time since you had a good talking to. And the last time I gave you my blessings, I told you you was going to encounter a lot of and trying to get into your. Well, you have come a long ways since me, the badass Dolomite, came to visit. And even up to this point, you ain't seen yet. From what I understand, you done built you a brand new home. So this time around, before you welcome these motherfuckers in your make sure they know the rules. Rule number one, is your name. And breaking motherfuckers down is your game. Rule number two, as you continue to give it to them raw, before they come into your house, make sure they wipe their feet at the motherfucking door. Rule number three, before these niggas misconceive you as a prankster, make sure these motherfuckers respect your gangster. Now moving right along, as you enter this new place in your growth, like I told you before, keep slapping in the mouth of these that don't want to act right, and put a hot one in any motherfucker that tries to get in the way of this power move right here. All right, enough with this. Let's welcome these motherfuckers into the Genesis. All right, baby. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Yes. This is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. And I am your host, V. This is a very, 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 very special broadcast, actually. I know it's Friday, guys, but we're live. We're live right now. So if you're listening, you might want to get your phones hot and ready, because I may take some calls on this episode. The topic of the show is, you have those fatal attractions, those kind of people, and then you just have those people that are just attracted fatally. I've got to address this issue. Here I've got this insane person, this mentally, I want to say, I've got to try to keep this as on the up and up as humanly possible, because this is also going in as evidence and character witness sort of material here. This person's unstable. And all stalkers are unstable. All cyber stalkers are unstable. You know, I can deal with the stalker. I really can. Especially if there's one there physically. Because if there's one there physically, there's going to be a discussion. There's going to be one hell of a discussion that only myself, the stalker, and God will bear witness to. Now, I don't have the benefit. Well, actually, it depends on who you are and where you are and how creepy your stalker is. Okay? The way I'm being stalked by Amy Raybon, that's the criminal's name. I'm not going to be light-footed about this. This is a criminal, Amy Raybon. She's some deranged, seriously deranged, mentally disturbed person. She is someone suffering from severe personality disorder, and it's, I don't know if it's because she's a psychopath or if it's just some malignant narcissism. But, you know, the only way to deal with these kind of people is to give them the attention that they want. Now, I've been ignoring this person because she's a waste of human piece of flossum. Not worth really my time or even the buy a waste basket. But, you know, starting to affect, it's not like she's starting to affect business. It's not like she's starting to affect anything too important, because she can't. She's powerless. She can't do that. But I'm getting to the point where I've been laughing about this, because I know the more, you know what they say, the more power, the more responsibility you have. And as a target individual, I have been gaining lots of power. I've been gaining lots of ground. Okay. And this has been something that was not foreseeable. Nobody's ever been able to do the things that I do. Now, I've got the sleaze bag. This, walking, talking, I would say pile of excrement, but, you know, she's such a crackhead that, you know, skin and bones, you know, just, you know, from what I heard from my private detective, she's smoking crack in the back of her mom's house. You know, I mean, this person has already destroyed themselves. I don't feel the need to really destroy them any further. But again, there are some people out there that are reptilian brained. The only thing they understand is fight or flight, fear and pain. So if I'm reduced to the level of dealing with the sociopath, probably psychopath, one thing is for sure, she is a neurotic, selfish being of some kind. You know, she I can't actually just, I don't want to sit here either and just call names, but I just want to set the tables here. You guys have heard me on a couple occasions in the past talk about the stalker. This person who's been at it for years. And for those of you who are new to the subject, yeah, this person who claimed to be Teresa Reed, you know, she went on this fake name for a long time, posing around the TI community as a TI, but also posing as Anonymous. Like, you know, that's really original, even though we kind of did that stuff first. But, you know, whatever. But you get these people who, you know, when you make your mark, when you get that groove, and you found something that worked for you, you got people looking at you, and you know, you start making home runs and getting forward, and then you got these copycats behind you that want to also, they're trying to kick their cleats in your little groove and trying to mimic your movements. Well, that's what this scumbag was trying to do. I actually got a case with an individual who actually was a target individual with the best case in the world. The best provable case in the world. I could have gotten this person justice had they let me. This person, this individual, this targeted individual actually got tricked into investing into a, well, military a military contract. This is a contractor. It's a CIA front company, okay? 3D Sounds, okay? Guy with patent for 3D Sounds. Yeah. yeah. So they want to muscle him out of the game by targeting him and make him disappear. Because, you know, whether it's the CIA, NSA, whoever, they're so scummy that they don't even take that black book anymore. That black ops money, that money that is endless, that blank check. They're such scumbags. It's not enough to rape us with that. What the CIA and NSA, what these a-holes do these days is that they will get a group of people to invest their money personally into a project, into a front company. They don't know it's a front company, but they'll get people, a large sum of people, to invest in a front company. And as this company starts to work, each and one of the investors gets targeted in some way or another, pushed into a situation where they land up in prison, pushed into a situation where they need to leave the country, pushed into a situation where they no longer want to deal with the details of the company, pushed into a situation where they want to kill themselves. There's psychological ops for all of us. Okay? A blank check isn't good enough for them anymore. That's not victimization enough. It's not victimization enough for your corrupt shadow government. It's not enough. I mean, we know about the pedophilia that's going on with the shadow government, CIA, NSA. We know about that stuff. But that's what's on paper. What do you think that they do with these children when they're done with them? These children that we never see again. You know, if raping us and the way that they rape us. I guess it's hardcore as I'm talking about. I mean, these sick people will not be satisfied until they've run a hot poker through everybody. But I digress. Michael had a winnable case. Unfortunately, Michael's mental health deteriorated to a point where he tore apart the apartment that I got him. Okay. Tore it apart. Holes in the walls, counters ripped from the kitchens. When I say tore apart, it was literally torn apart. Who had to pay for that? My people had to pay for that. He wants to come downstairs and threaten me? Yeah, well, you're one of them. You're one of them. You're not helping me at all. You haven't done the basics, Michael. You haven't done anything. You haven't gotten a watch so you can tell what time it is. You haven't gotten a notepad so you can write down your thoughts. Write down times that you're being hit with directed energy weapons. Write down what it is that you're saying. The only thing he can do is rock in his chair and repeating the same psyop that he created for himself under duress of this technology. Rocking back and forth. Oh, we can get these guys on these drug charges. Da da da, because they're major drug dealers. No, Michael. That's irrelevant to your case. You know, just trying to make people see logic and reason. Especially when they have a psyop that runs through their head. They'll tell you, it doesn't matter that you know their story. Every time you talk to them, see them, you're going to hear that story. So this man was not only broken, but bent into a loop. I did what I could to help him. But the moment you come to my place and threaten bodily harm against me, no, that's not the way I operate. That was all three strikes at once. Bye-bye. You're done. So I'm sure he made it back to the States, whatever. That's fine. But here I have the gold digger, drug addict. Okay. Amy Raybon. All right. The gold digger. She gets pissed because she is helping me to, really helping Michael try to dig up information on these people that he was after. Not that she was capable of coming up with anything. She came up with little to nothing. If I didn't see anything that she could produce. But once that multi-million-dollar lawsuit went out the window, she turned crazed on me. It started attacking me. So here we are. That's why I'm doing this show, because little beastie won't stop. I'm going to tell you more about this when we come back from break, guys.
This is a test.
Speaker box. Speaker box. It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, my screen just updated for me. Anyhow, I have a very special guest on the show here with me today. I have the NSA whistleblower, Karen Stewart, on the line here with me.
Hey, honored to be here.
She's a great friend, probably the sweetest person you'll ever meet in your life, and it's just, you know, when she's talking, you better be listening. She's one of those people. So it's always an honor to have you on the show. Unfortunately, I mean, I would rather have you on the show under better circumstances, other than having to discuss the fact that we have the same cyber stalker. Once again, you know, if this was a physical thing, I'm pretty sure it would be if she were able to afford a flight to Europe. I'd be in danger. But seeing as how she doesn't even have her own place anymore, she's living with her mother, four-year-old woman. Now, I mean, it makes sense, though, how she's asking, she's trying to get money out of you, trying to get money out of Midge, and then trying to get money out of this lawsuit I was working on. You know, it's like, get a job. I don't know. Do something. Get lucrative. There's so many ideas up there. She claims to have worked for some software company for 20 years. She should have some sort of retirement. I'm finding that is a load of crap now. So I don't know if you know anything about that. You
were talking about her employment. When I met her one time in Florida, and she claimed to be a member of Anonymous. And we know that Anonymous can be good people or they can be absolutely crooks. So when you have Anonymous, you don't know what you're dealing with, really and truly.
So that's the only thing that I had known about her. Easily. A lot of Fed infiltrators. Absolutely. So that is the danger of Anonymous. You're absolutely correct.
Well, when I met her, she claimed to want to know more about the targeted individuals and that her skills might be able to help trace down who is actually doing this. So I confided in her what was going on. And then she kind of burst onto the scene saying she was a TI savior, which that's kind of non-humble. Kind of, you know, feeding your ego. And I thought, good gosh, you know. But she, you know, started to try to do her thing and research things, and she said she was getting results. And for a while, I waited to see what those results were. And I actually sent her somebody who could have used some help, except that she got miffed at her and immediately called her a perpetrator, a fraud. And I thought, oh, dear God, that's the last thing this woman needed. You know, so I was very disappointed in that. And then later on, when she was telling Midge and myself about having one-night stands come to her trailer, and she was getting upset with them for going through targeted individual papers that she had gathered on them, you know, with their private information. And I, you know, I thought
okay,
she said
hold on,
she
hold
had
on,
even
hold
Social
on.
Security numbers.
Pardon? Okay, I'm lost. So she was data mining guys that she would have one-night stands with?
No. Opposite, apparently, what she was complaining to Midge and me about is that she had targeted individuals' paperwork. She apparently kept files on them, had their paperwork strewn around her area where she had her computer, and that when she would get up and go do whatever, that some of the one-night stands, and she said they were druggies, you know, so I guess that she would invite them over,
she's a druggie,
and they would do drugs and other things would occur, but she was complaining that they were going through the paperwork of the TIs, and she was afraid they might be data mining that for identity theft, and Midge and I both jumped on her and said, what is wrong with you? You know, you're going to have to decide, are you going to do this research for people or are you going to have one-night stands? Because you can't leave private information like that strewn around and then get upset with these scumbags that look and see, oh, gee, can I score, can I get this person's credit card and get money and then buy myself more drugs? I said, you can't do that, you know. And, of course, we didn't know at the time how much drugs were in her life, you know. I mean, she claimed that she had medical marijuana. Of course, we're not going to judge her for whatever's going on there. But then she's talking about meth heads specifically having one-night stands with them, and Midge and I were horrified. And at that point in time, which is maybe, I don't know, 4 years ago maybe, we both withdrew our support for her. We said, we can't send anybody to you if you're not going to guard somebody's information. And if you're doing that type of stuff in your life, you know, that is high risk, and we cannot in good conscience recommend anybody go to you. And, oh, she was mad, and she went on a rampage, you know, for years. And I just basically had cut her off. I mean, she was on my Facebook picking fights with people and cursing them, and I got complaints from people on my Facebook saying, what is wrong with this woman? And I, you know, basically contacted her in Messenger privately, respectfully. I said, you can't do this. You know, don't pick fights with people on my page. I mean, do what you want on your page, but don't do that on my page. And I said, you know, pretend you're like going to your mother's house and you have to be nice to her guests. And she said something to the effect, she said, oh, I hate my mother, so that's not going to happen. She said, I'm going to say whatever I want to on your page, my page, wherever. And I said, well, then I have to block you. I'm sorry. You know, so she apparently never forgave me for that and went on to tell all kinds of bizarre and tall tales about me. And she went on for years when I just basically was ignoring her, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she got into it again when a adult journalist was telling me that I owed her and she wanted me to fight with people for her because she had done some stories on me, so I owed her. And I said, no, I don't. I don't need to fight with people. And she threatened me. She said something like, well, you've got bad judgment, bad character, and you're a bad Christian if you don't fight with people for me. And I said, no, I think we're done. And so that she went on a little rampage herself, and then Amy glummed on to her because she wanted an ally to attack me with. So, you know, I've dealt with them, and I assess both of them as being malignant narcissists, which is like a hair away from psychopath. And they just don't change. They're just sick puppies.
There was this really sweet lady. We'll just say her first name, Lindsay. She's a doll. Very sweet. Honest. Beautiful person, a beautiful human being in any aspect. I felt as though, and you know, she was very open about being Christian, and oh my God, she kept coming to us about how Amy was trying to manipulate her through Christianity. Oh, well, then you're not a good Christian if you're this, that. And if you're not going to help me, then you're not a Christian. And, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, where does this woman get off?
Yeah, I mean, narcissists are like that. They really kind of figure themselves to be God.
Well, okay. I've got an email here. And see, I was mad at the beginning of the program. Now I'm laughing. You know, when you've been targeting individuals as long as I have, and especially when you had that synthetic telepathy crap running 24/7 for years at a time, it's hard to stay angry, because once you've disarmed that system and it stops, I'm sort of like that guy from Office Space. Yeah, you know, I don't care. And that's probably why this problem has gotten so huge, is that I've been ignoring this wench.
They thrive on attention, whether it's good or bad.
And I wanna go ahead and say it right now, I didn't know it could be this bad, because there was the guy, Javier Moreira. Okay, I will go ahead and say right now, Mr. Hollywood Jeweler, I have respect for you. If you ever listen to this episode, I will say that I have respect for you. Because you're a real man, because even when people, and I know it was hard for him to admit that he was wrong, but it wasn't that he couldn't admit that he was wrong out of narcissism or being, you know, just being so big-headed. He actually didn't know, and it kind of dawned on us all at the same time when we had the last fight that we had. I'm with the COP, you know, I'm with the people who catch the gang stalkers. Wait. Hold on. Did you say that you're with the Citizens on Patrol? Yes. Mm. I'm like, those are the gang stalkers. And he had this enlightenment, right?
Oh my gosh.
We never fought again. We never. So it wasn't because I think he was just very fervent in his belief, and you know, I can only respect that from man to man. I don't have any hate for him to this day. I have no hate for him. I wish we could be friends. I've got no hate for the guy. But he was honestly misled, and that is where a lot of targeted individuals go when they become the targeters. They either have this brainwashing or this breakdown of some psychopathic, extremely neurotic personality breakdown, like Amy. So, I really want to. I've never said this on the air. I've never had a chance to apologize for some of the messed up things I've said. And although I was justified, I would still like to say, you know, if Javier, you ever listen to this episode, I've got no problems with you. Obviously, you got no problems with me because we were both able to split ways and not bother each other anymore. That's what a man does. That's what a good. That's what any person does. Forget a man. That's what an adult does. That's what a developed human being does. They split
that's
ways.
What a reasonable, sane person does. You know, you that's just what, get over your differences.
There you go. That's what I was looking for. Sane. That's, mm-hmm. That's not so up close in front in my vocabulary there. Since we live in such an insane world. But yeah, that's what a sane person does. And I can give that to Javier. I give him credit from, you know, from here to the Bahamas. I give him credit. But this is a whole different situation that we have with this Amy Rayboon. I like that, Rayboon. She's like a baboon. And what she doesn't understand is people come back and report to me everything she says and does. When we made that documentary, it was actually more of a roast. When we made that little expose on her about her timeline, which on Facebook, which consisted of nothing but information about me, Anthony Thomas, whoever, you know, whatever she wants to think. And it's just blasted. Post. You know, whenever you... And she thinks she got rid of that video from YouTube. It's actually in lots of other places on YouTube, under different names, under different accounts. And it's all over other video platforms. Amy, you only got rid of one spot. And that actually had the least amount of views. Okay. So, she actually... I want to have a disclaimer. Do not attack this person. Do not attack this person on my behalf. Don't, I mean, if you visit her Facebook page, that's one thing. Do not contact her with anything having to do with me. I'm not going to be a third-party stalker. But, so as we had that expose, it shows from post to post to post to post. And it sort of reminds me of that crazy person who writes on the wall. And then next thing you know, the entire room or the entire house has something scribbled on it. And it's about one subject. That's what her Facebook timeline looked like on that expose video that I did. And, yeah. and I I'm not going to give out the locations of the where the other videos are, at least not over this broadcast. But if anybody wants to know and wants to see this expose of Amy Rayburn, email me personally and I'll give it to you. I'll give you a link. So, yeah, it just reminds me of that. And it's creepy. It's creepy.
Well, I would say that there's a lot of different psychologists and mental health counselors and psychiatrists who actually do series on narcissism, because there are several types of narcissism, you know, covert, malignant, and a few others that I don't recall. But like I said, the psychologists, mental health people, they never treat narcissists because you can't change them. They're born with the brain twisted in a certain way, just like a psychopath. You can't cure that. You can't do brain surgery and cure the person of being a psychopath or a narcissist or a malignant narcissist, most especially. So if you want to know what you're dealing with, I would suggest going to some of these places and listening to some of their videos, which can be from 10 minutes to 30 minutes. But one thing is that they try to manipulate. They don't really have feelings. They're like sociopaths in that they don't really, and psychopaths in that they don't really have true emotions. What they learn to do is manipulate people. And if you won't be manipulate people, they try to coerce you. And if you won't coerce, then they start to insult you. And then if you don't react to the insult by doing what they say, then they start to threaten you. And then if you walk away, they become incensed, and then they get obsessed with you and fabricate all kinds of bizarre, twisted versions of what actually happened instead of addressing what they did wrong. I mean, most people would say, okay, yeah, I'm sorry. You know, I was under stress and I did pressure you, and yeah, that wasn't a nice thing to say to you, so I apologize. But they will never do that. And one of the hallmarks of a narcissist is that they never take responsibility. I mean, they will make you into Hitler instead of saying, yeah, I told you I'd pay for your lunch and then I stiffed you. So, sorry, you know, then they'll say, you know, you killed their dog and they shot their mother. And, you know, they'll just make up all kinds of things to play the victim so that other people don't understand that they're the villain, not the victim.
Okay, well, you're absolutely right. And the reason why you can't fix these people is because the psychopath, the sociopath, the parts of the brain that are supposed to feel empathy, sympathy, you know, emotions for other people other than themselves, it's gone. It's not there.
So you can't fix
something that's not there.
Well, they learn to mimic at an early age, you know, when they are growing up, and they say, which is because the biggest piece of cake? Because that's mine. I want it. And they realize that's not going to get them what they want. They learn to mimic other people being very nice. In fact, a narcissist or a psychopath can pretend to be the nicest person in the world because they're watching people and saying, oh, if I do this, then I'll get what I want. You know, but the thing is, if they schmooze you and compliment you and you still say, no, I'm not comfortable doing that, then they will rage. They will absolutely rage because their thought is, I pretended to be nice to you and you didn't do what I say.
You're absolutely right, because their reward system is broken. If the acting doesn't help, you know, because, you know, she had to go underneath another name. You know, I go by V because I don't even want a name. I don't want any of the fame or anything that goes with what I'm doing, because when I'm done kicking the ass that I need to kick, I'm going back to my old lifestyle. I'm going to play video games. I'm going to hang out with my bros.
That's smart.
Normal life. I don't want, you know, V is a mantle. I'm going to hand off to somebody else when I'm done. When they need justice, when they need to get something. So I'm the exact opposite. I don't want the attention. I'm antisocial. I don't, the idea of this person having their entire Facebook wall just rants about me, it's, you know,
well,
I think I'd rather quit half herpes.
Yeah, they want to steal somebody else's glory because they're empty people inside. And so they need adoration, and they need a whole bunch of people, as many as possible, to tell them what wonderful people they are. And if you don't supply that, then they play the victim to get other people's attention, because they didn't get the attention of adoration from you. Then they make you out to the villain so that they can get the, oh, poor baby attention, even though they are the villain, you know. So it's quite a challenge to deal with these people. And most of the psychology experts say, and walk away, because they can't be fixed. They can't be dealt with. They're broken.
Well, and so I'm going to read the emails that she has been sending people when we come back at the top of the hour. But for right now, I want to say that, you know, and it bothers me because she reproduced. You know, we are all of us, you, me, everyone listening to this program right now, we're all in hot crap right now because the elites want to get rid of the population, most of the population. Too many people. It's too many weird and crazy people to try to control. We are placed in the same mess as these people who probably should not be here. Now, it pains me to say that this individual actually did reproduce. I've had to deal with harassing calls from her daughter, which is more than likely taking her same footsteps, you know, same footsteps as the mother, being the worthless garbage that she is. Okay, I've had people report back to me the mess her house was in, when she had a house, okay? The drugs that were around. Even when she's talking to me, she told me she was abusing her pain meds. Her pain, and she's got tumors all around her body, and yeah, I don't believe that. Those look like meth scratching lesions to me. Meth head. So
yeah, I have no idea.
I can only speculate myself. I'm not gonna sit here and say that's a fact. But just based on behavior, you know, when most people get that cancer, the tumor, that they kind of come closer to God most of the time. They want to become a better person. They don't want to die and go to hell. But this individual has completely, I mean, she will put her claws into anybody who does not feed into that reward system of her acting as such, and even though she is not. And yeah, it's terrifying that she's reproduced. I don't know anything about the males in her family. None of them have contacted me, but it was a daughter and talking to me like the lowliest white trash, you know, talking to me like she knows me, you know, one of those people.
Well, it's her mother. She believes what her mother tells her, and her mother is not telling her the truth. I can tell you that from things that I've heard her say about me. She has purposely twisted things. I mean, there's no way she could think that, and she's purposely done it to misrepresent things. So there's a very definite dishonesty as well as a vindictiveness and a tendency to do anything, and nothing is too low or too base or too dishonest for a narcissist, unfortunately. It's all about winning to them, you know. Mm-hmm. They want to pull off something and fool people, and they think, I've won, I'm superior, you know. It's that mental, that aberrant mental state, unfortunately. like I said, you know, so many of the psychologists say just walk away. They can't be fixed. They just can't.
Yeah.
Of course, they don't let you walk away at times.
And, you know, I have, you know how many times I mean, not to, again, I don't want the fame, the attention, but I keep myself open for people. I, you know, I tell, you know, I've had people call my studio line, which is public. You know, you guys can call me. I'll put it out there now, 202-657-5715. It's my studio line. That is, you know, people get a hold of me all the time. I actually probably should start an advice column. I want to do some sort of a hotline thing at some point. But I get calls at the end of my shows, V, your you know, information I've gotten from you in the past has really helped me. This has helped me do this. This has helped me do that. I mean, with my show, Family Case Files, you know, I've helped parents get their children back from the family court system. I've literally helped people get their lives back. I'm not some glorified savior saint either. I've never touted to be that. Something I tell people from day one, I'm not in this because I'm a good guy like my co-host, Will Chirpit, one of the most awesome dudes in the world. That, you know, when you want to use the term pure-hearted, that may be something you can say about him. Me, no. I've never had the chance to even, you know, develop like that. I've had a hard life. For a simple fact that I have had, well, my children, my very own children, have been manslaughtered by the system.
Oh, gee.
And so I tell people I'm here for revenge, justice, whatever you want to call it. I don't care what name you give it. I'm here for some get back. I'm here to make sure that these people are not able to do what they did to me to other people ever again. That's my ultimate goal. I'm not some altruistic saint. I'm doing it just because it's the nice thing to do. I've bled. I've cried. You know. Not that it would matter to a psychopath like Amy Raybon. But, you know, what if her kids were targeted and killed? So, to attack me because her feelings are hurt trumps the greater good. And so, I just am disgusted by that. Me being the anti-hero, I'm even disgusted by that and what she's doing. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, I've heard from both the people I've mentioned that their attitude is, if you're not with me, you're against me, and you're automatically my enemy. So that, again, is very textbook narcissist. There are no gray areas. They're very black and white people. You know, mm-hmm. So there's, and it's human to say, okay, well, Susie, you have a problem with Linda. I happen to like Linda. I happen to like you, so I don't want to get involved. And you respect that,
mm-hmm.
You know, but they don't. It's either you take my side against this person or you become enemy number one.
And so that's that very has happened. I do know that she tried getting with Javier and some other people who decided they wanted to hate me, and then they end up turning on each other.
Well, they tend to whip up flying monkeys for them, because in a way they're too cowardly to take on one-to-one, because they know they're wrong. But they don't want to take you on one-to-one. They want to tell lies about you and have other people attack you to put forth the fairy tale that they're telling themselves. So narcissists are very famous for gathering flying monkeys. And I've pointed out the fact that it's very much like fusion centers. They go out and they lie to neighborhoods and gather their flying monkeys, which we call perps, to attack people.
Oh, so that's what she called me. She actually mentioned this in this email that I'm going to read after the break. She called me a flying monkey. I thought it was something racist, but okay. I'm sorry. Please continue.
No, it's from The Wizard of Oz.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You know how the Wicked Witch of the West, was it, or East, or whatever it was, she had actual flying monkeys that she sent out to harass people. And so that's where the terminology came from, because they usually are able to convince very gullible, weak-willed, and not particularly bright people into being their flying monkeys. They tell them a story, they assume it's true, when it bears no resemblance to the truth whatsoever. So they attack you for, I don't know, for being late to lunch and you never were, you know?
How ironic, because in this email, she calls me a flying monkey. So under the definition of which you... Of the NSA. Yeah, so under your definition, the flying monkey goes out and harasses people. Well...
Yeah.
What she doesn't understand, what she keeps failing to understand, even after that expose I made of her, every time she says something, every time she opens her mouth, somebody comes and reports it to me. I've got the emails. I've got the emails where she's harassed other people.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I was on their show.
Oh, I had the other person I talked about had very definite flying monkeys. I mean, enlisted and at her beck and call, and I just wasn't one and would not be one. And then she turned around and said that my flying monkeys were the people who said, no, I don't want to be involved.
Oh, oh wow. I'm starting to believe she's a solipsist. Does she think that she's the only existing entity in the world and other things around just for her to manipulate? It seems so.
Yeah, I mean, narcissists have God complexes, absolutely. They're the superior beings, and so people owe them to obey them, and they just, you know, if they don't obey them, then they need to be destroyed.
Oh,
so that's
wow.
why they run around fabricating absolutely insane stories about how you victimized them when they were just rude as possible, you know, as you can be, threatening you and abusing you. But they don't want that to get out, so they have to turn the story around into you telling them no was abusive and bullying.
You know? I'm so thankful for you being here to talk about this. I'm so thankful. You know what? We're going to take a very short break, and then we'll be back right after the break, top of the hour. Get right back into it.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.